آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
30 جون کو ختم ہوئے وت ورش میں آسٹریلیا میں 20,29,721 استھائی ویزا دھارک تھے، ان میں سے 3,33,516 بریجنگ ویزا پر تھے۔ بریجنگ ویزا یعنی وہ ویزا جو آپ کو دیا جاتا ہے نشچت ویزا کا انتظار کرنے کے لیے۔ اس کا ارتھ یہ ہوا کہ 3,33,000 لوگ ایسے ہیں جو اپنے ویزا کا انتظار کر رہے ہیں۔ کیا ہیں ان آنکڑوں کے معنی؟ ہم نے بات کی ابول رضوی سے جو امیگریشن ایکسپرٹ ہیں اور گرہ منترالیہ میں کام کر چکے ہیں۔ سو مسٹر رضوی، ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی۔
تھینک یو۔
وی سی دیٹ دیر آر مینی ٹرینڈز ان دا ڈیٹا وچ واز پبلشڈ بائی دا ہوم افیئرز، اینڈ انٹل 13th جون 2020 دیر ور اراؤنڈ 2 million ٹیمپرری ویزا ہولڈرز ان آسٹریلیا، بٹ ہاؤ ڈو یو سی دس ڈیٹا؟ کین یو ڈیکوڈ دس فار اس؟
Yeah, sure. There's some interesting developments there. So since March 2020, approximately 150,000 temporary entrants have left Australia. So the total number of temporary entrants in Australia is now just over 2 million. It was 2.17 million at the end of March, and it was 2.4 million at the end of December 2019. But within that, there have been a number of significant developments. Probably the most eye-striking one is the extraordinary increase in the number of people in Australia on bridging visas. Now, these are visas that the Home Affairs Department grants to people where they have applied, people who are already in Australia, have applied for another visa in Australia, another substantive visa, but the Department of Home Affairs is unable to process the visa quickly enough and hence grants a bridging visa until the substantive visa is decided. The number of bridging visa holders over the last 15 years has gone up tremendously. It used to be in the 50,000s. I used to get into trouble when it approached anything above 30,000. By December 2019, it had increased to 216,000. It then set a new record of 281,000 in March 2020. And then at the end of June 2020, it set another astonishing record of 333,000 people in Australia on bridging visas.
Can we attribute it to COVID?
Frankly, my view of that would be that there are some serious troubles within the Department of Home Affairs in terms of its ability to process visas onshore. Either there is a lack of resources, there is a training issue with staff, or there is a policy problem, or it could be all three. But 333,000 people on bridging visas in Australia is an indication of a system in serious trouble.
I can see that this is the new record. This is at its highest now.
Yes, yes. And it surprises me that the government is not taking action to reduce that number so that people are on substantive visas and are not stuck on bridging visas. People being stuck on bridging visas is not good for honest people who are trying to do the right thing. It is good for unscrupulous people trying to do the wrong thing.
So that's bridging visa, and for obvious reasons I think visitor visa is the trend is downturned.
Yes, and that's understandable. People on visitor visas were here for short-term visits, and as COVID hit, most of the people on visitor visas would have departed Australia quite quickly, and that's understandable.
Of course, for the obvious reasons, but it will have serious implications, no?
Oh, absolutely. It means that if you are a business in Australia or an employee in Australia reliant on international tourism, so think of places like Far North Queensland, think of Central Australia, those sorts of places are going to be in serious trouble because they do not have the revenue coming in from international visitors. Yes, that will be a serious issue. And I know the government is aware of that problem and is seeking to support the industry, but it will be a long time before that industry gets back on its feet. Yes, student numbers have declined only marginally. And what we have seen in the June quarter of 2020, that is the 3 months, April, May, June, we saw a very sharp decline in the number of offshore student visa applications. Mm-hmm. They fell something in the order of 87%. But onshore student visa applications, that is people seeking either a further student visa or from a visitor visa or a working holiday maker visa or something like that onto a student visa, increased very significantly. And that's why the number of student visa holders in Australia has not gone down as it would have otherwise.
So what are the overall implications of these figures?
The overall implications are, I think, two or threefold that I would point to. In the short term, there are still a very large number of temporary entrants in Australia who have no support in terms of JobKeeper or JobSeeker in a very, very, very difficult labour market, which means many people who have lost temporary entrants, who have lost their job whilst still in Australia, will be increasingly reliant on charity to survive. The number of people that, you know, when the Prime Minister said go home, it doesn't appear a very large number of people went home. And that in the short term is a serious problem. The second problem that arises is temporary entrants generate substantial economic activity in Australia. And because of the expected steady decline in the number of temporary entrants in Australia, that strong economic activity will not be taking place. And will, as I've mentioned already, it will hit the international tourism industry very hard, and it's hitting the international education industry very hard. Both are in serious trouble now. I think if you are a business or an employee working in or around a university precinct, you would be in some serious trouble in terms of retaining your job. And if you're a business in those areas, you will be seeing a very sharp downturn in your business activity. The third implication is a long-term implication, which says that because what this means is that net migration to Australia will now fall, or has fallen already very significantly. The government is forecasting net migration in 2021 at 31,000, which is some 240,000 less than it forecast in the 2019 budget. And it may indeed be, even 31,000 may be optimistic. The government may not even get 31,000. If that trend continues for a number of years, that has significant implications, not just for long-term economic growth, but it has implications for the rate at which Australia's population ages, and that has significant structural issues for the government's budget.
Great. Thank you so much, Mr. Rizvi, for sparing time and sharing this knowledge with us.
You're welcome.
इस बारे में हमने गृह मंत्रालय से भी कुछ सवाल पूछे हैं और जवाब मिलने पर हम उन्हें अपनी वेबसाइट पर पब्लिश करेंगे।
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।